How's it going, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to a new episode of the Phoenix MMA Podcast. I hope everybody's having a good, nice, sunny Sunday, and all the snow and ice is melting for everybody's neighborhood. So this episode is going to be a recap of the tournament yesterday, just a little notes, and then events that are coming up going forward. You know, some of the Phoenix MMA podcast will be really technical and going over getting something specific across, but this is also a great way for the team and the gym for me to distribute information so that I don't just have to announce it in class. You can just download the Anchor app and get the podcast, or, you know, iTunes, or however you listen to the podcast. So that way you don't have to ask me, like, what's the next tournament, all that good stuff. I'll announce it for class too, but this way everybody gets the stuff out and some highlights and give some people some shine that competed yesterday. So first thing, I want to say thank you to everybody who came and competed. Thanks for coming and putting the gym on your back, carrying the gym, and without competitors, without students, without all of our people competing. The gym, we don't have anything. You know, the coaches, Coach Kevin, he competed yesterday in the purple belt division, but the other coaches just coached yesterday. So thank you everybody who went and competed. I hope you had a lot of fun, did it really well. We had a lot of good things that we did, and we had several technical errors that we needed to work on as well. But that's the best part about tournaments is competition. Generally, you're going to get about a month worth of experience, like normal gym experience, packed into a single day. So it's going to highlight stuff that you regularly or normally don't see in the gym. And it's also getting you used to the nerves you're having to deal with the nerves because it's completely different in the gym. You'll be able to perform and do things, and it takes some time before you can completely translate that from the gym to competition, to where, you know, there's a lot of people that do really well in the gym and have more difficulties, or, you know, their performance diminished in competition. Lots of times the podcast, that's one of the subjects that I go over. I'm not going to go so deep on that one. We'll do that for another episode. But yesterday we had the Naga tournament in Lebanon. We had a really good turnout. I think we had 15, 16, 17 people compete, so it's really nice starting the new year out with a good number of people competing. We did really well. We had a lot of people as their first jiu-jitsu tournament ever, so that's a big learning experience, and you know, it's a bit like bungee jumping or skydiving the first time you do it. It's exciting and scary at the same time. But it does get better the more times you do it. The better and better you get, and more fun it becomes. So we had a, you know, if you won a match and lost a match yesterday, you got to feel what winning feels like. You got to feel what losing feels like. Doesn't feel good to lose. Feels amazing and great to win. But the more you do it, the better, the more often that you're going to win. And honestly, the more experience you get, the losses don't sting as much because you start to understand it's just part of the game. Everybody loses at some point. I would say, yeah, give some shine. Or first, I want to say thank you also to Coach Joe. He came and really helped a lot yesterday. I also want to thank Eric Jordan and Ross. If you saw them yesterday, they were around with tripods and they were filming and they were videoing matches. So we had so many people competing at the same time. It was impossible to get. I'm sure it's impossible to get every single person's match, but they were really getting it. So thank you so much to everybody who was doing that. Thank you again, Coach Joe, for helping out with coaching. And if you were a substitute coach, thank you too. We had a lot of people that we needed help that had to step in that weren't competing, but had to step in and hop on the coach's chair and help out, because we had times where, you know, two, three, or four people were going at the same time or consecutively. So thank you everybody who helped out with filming and coaching, and good stuff everybody who competed. Say top two performers yesterday would be Hunter Gregory and Nicolette. Man, Nicolette, don't get mad. I think it's Aquilina. Yeah, I don't want to mess up her last name, but I just did. But yeah, Hunter and Nicolette, both two top performers yesterday. They had similar outcomes. Hunter got first place in no-gi and second place silver, so gold in no-gi, silver in gi. And Nicolette also got gold and no-gi and silver and gi. So, both did really well. We had a lot of people do really well, but just those were the top two performers that had the most matches and the best medal count and match thing. So, respect to everybody who competed. Just giving credit to two top performers. So, tore it up. They were really good. Okay, so couple takeaways from the tournament. We're gonna address some of the technical things, the tactical things that I saw in the tournament. It's one of the best things about competing is it lets me know what I need to add to the lesson plan and what we need to work on. Another thing I think we all handled everything good, humble and graceful in victory, but also in defeat. So, you know, I didn't have anybody punch the mat or scream or, you know, try to pick a fight or anything like that from losing. I totally understand if you know, losing, I hate to lose. Like, I really hate to lose. Anytime I lose, it activates something in me. Like, it's like five shots of espresso. It gets me so motivated. And it's not all positive. It's, you know, I feel a whole lot of negative emotions and bad feelings and just down and stuff. The only thing I like about losing is it's the most energizing, motivating thing that I've that I feel. So in a way, I kind of like losing in a way. I love the feeling, but it takes a little bit. It usually takes, you know, 12 hours, 24 hours for that to hit back. I did a really good podcast. So if you competed yesterday and you lost at all, I did a podcast, one of the early episodes of the Phoenix MMA podcast is how to deal with a loss. Go listen to that one. Take notes on that one. And if you lost, you want to go listen to that podcast. I break down what you want to do to overcome a loss and put yourself back in the winning column. So yeah, go check out that episode. The more you compete, the less you're going to lose. When you first start, you're going to get the highest losing percentage. Your highest losing percentage is going to be when you first start. And then as you go up in skill level, so as you go up to a new belt rank, white belt to blue to purple, brown to black, each belt rank, you're also, your loss ratio will bump up, percentage will bump up a little bit because you're going into a higher skill level. So it takes a little bit of adaptation time. But yeah, listen to that episode if you lost. It's not the end of the world. Everybody loses. Check that one out. That's going to help you out. Next thing, so we have announcements. We have a grappling games next month. We have MMA fights coming up as well. So we have the grappling games. That's going to be a local tournament, just like the Naga was too. So if you competed and you're healthy and you're feeling good and you liked it, the best thing to do, as long as your schedule permits, is the sooner you can compete again, the better you're going to do. You'll start getting momentum. Like wrestling, one of the biggest advantages wrestlers have is that you have really frequent competition. So you'll have a wrestling match Monday, Wednesday, and a tournament Saturday. So that really gets you used to it, and it gets your mind sharp and your body to sync up with your mind. It's really annoying sometimes that what you want to do, it happens to everybody at some point where what you want to do in the gym, you're in competition, your body is just lagging and your mind's telling you to do it, but you're just playing a little bit too reserved, too conservative, and then you hesitate, and that causes all of it, a ton of issues. So, but the only way you get past that is by competing. The more often you compete, the more your body acclimates to it, stress inoculation, and you start understanding the rule set and the boundaries, the rules and the game of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or Muay Thai kickboxing, whatever you're doing. So the more you do it, the better you're going to be. So if you don't have an injury, we got grappling games next month. And I also want to say thank you to everybody for competing. I had already registered for the Orlando Open the end of March, but seeing everybody compete, seeing all my students compete, really got me excited, really got me motivated. So thank you. Whenever I see all of you compete, it actually it's really cool because it gets me excited. So thank you for competing, So the end of March I'll be in Orlando, but we also have the grappling games coming up. Bigfoot Open is coming up. That's a local, that's a tournament that's in a gym. It's like an in-house tournament, but that one is also a good one that's available. I think the Charleston IBJJF is full now, but If you're interested in competing in large tournaments, for sure, just come talk to me. And what we'll have to do is we're going to have to register for those large tournaments because they're filling due to COVID restrictions. They're filling up as soon as they're coming up, so within a couple days. So we'll just have to look at one of the calendar and register immediately when it's available to register. I just got done. I'm driving back from Spring Hill. Just got done for Tennessee Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy's their open mat. It's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. They're our sister school. Our teammates school of ours at Spring Hill, Tennessee. They opened. One of my coaches, Ray Casillas, his wife, also one of my coaches, Rachel Casillas, both are black belts. Rachel's a multiple-time world champion. We opened that gym in 2009, and it's, you know, blown up now, being open 11, 12 years. So it's really, really big now. And the cool thing about it is that they invite people from everywhere. So Murfreesboro, Nashville MMA, Legion, there's cross-training. So it's one of my suggestions that if you competed and you want to get a bump in your competition training, they do that on Sundays, every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3. I believe there's a female training session also from maybe 12 to 1. I know it's right before the 1 p.m. Females still train the 1 to 3, but I think they have a women's only class right before that, so you can check their schedule. But if you want to get used to the competition nerves, that'd be a good thing because you're going to get to roll and compete and spar with people. You're going to spar with people that you don't know, so you don't know their game, they don't know your game. And when you don't know somebody, it's going to jack your nerves up a little bit. And you have to do a little bit of strategy and figure out the first minute or two what they want to do. And you have to impose your will on somebody that you don't know. And that's one of the best ways to help you get ready for a tournament, is going with people that you don't know. It's a little bit more stressful, but yeah, they're really cool. I said one of my coaches, Ray Casillas, all you got to do if you show up there, you'll still have to fill out like a waiver form, but they start at 1 o'clock. They're very punctual. They're not starting at 1:15. They start at 1 o'clock. If you go out there to say you train with Corey at Phoenix MMA, and they will invite you. Everybody's cool there, and they'll go. I think today there was maybe eight to 12 black belts. And I didn't do a count, but there's a lot of black belts, a lot of brown belts, a lot of blue belts, a lot of white belts, purple belts. Maybe 50, 60 people, something like that. So if you want to get some rounds in and you want to compete, I highly suggest it. For my schedule, I can do it once a month, but you can do it whenever you want to. They're not going to charge you to go there. It's a free thing, just being part of Phoenix MMA. That's open to you, so you can go cross-train whenever you want. There's also MMA fighters that are going there, or guys from Fort Campbell, like the Green Berets and stuff. They go out there and train jiu-jitsu on Sundays as well. So that's another resource for you to train. Let's see. Yeah, all my female students, Rachel, I rolled with Rachel today. She's a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and she's a multiple-time world champion in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And the last thing when I walked out, I said bye to Ray, said bye to Rachel, and she told me to get all my girls to come out. So she wants all my female students to come out. She's always trying to build her women's program and get more cross-training. So yeah, for the most part, that's it. Just telling everybody, good job on this one. We have the grappling games coming up, so I totally understand. If you get done, eating pizza, drinking a beer, after the competition, if you're not happy with your performance or you want to keep your momentum going, we got to turn up the grappling games next month coming up, and then we're gonna keep the ball rolling. So we got, Orlando, then Charleston. We're gonna have stuff every single month. So if you're interested in competing, if you want to do the big ones, just talk to me. We'll coordinate on doing the large tournaments, just to make sure that we all register at the same time, or register early so that we all get in. So we got a busy year ahead of us. Congratulations to everybody that competed. If it's your first one, kudos to you. Most people just sit in the stands and they never step out there, and they just talk trash all the time. They say, whatever. I can't believe that guy couldn't catch the ball or whatever it is. But you actually stepped on the mat and competed. So respect and credit to you. You'll do what 99.9% of the population will never do. Everybody talks, but very little people actually step out there and do it. And I hope you enjoyed it. The anxiety and the nerves do get better, I promise, if you suffer, if that affected you at all. that it does get better and it changes. The energy's still there, but the energy switches over to more like excitement, like you're doing like an extreme sport, you know, like if, you know, whatever. Once you like skydiving, it's not a big fear factor. So, it will get better. And if it was your first tournament also, you got a little feel, if you're a UFC fan, you got a little feel of what it feels like to be in the octagon. No punches in it, just grappling, just jiu-jitsu. But it's pretty fun. There's nothing quite like it when you're exhausted and you're trying to go for a guillotine choke, and if you land it, it's the best feeling in the world. If they tap, they slip their head out, it's like, man, it feels like you're holding onto a cliff because you're exhausted and your hands are just getting tired and your grip can't hold. So hopefully you enjoyed it, and credit to everybody who competed. If you won, awesome. Let's keep up the momentum. If you lost, yeah, you know, I hate to lose. I'm going to do some things with our lesson plan and class curriculum to help us out with competition. Not huge adjustments, just some little tweak things. Every time y'all compete, it helps me see what I need to work on. Also, like always, if you have requests on specific techniques or things that you're having a hard time with, just let me know. That's another way that I do my lesson plan. And we will start uploading those matches. I'm going to get with Eric and Jordan and Ross on getting those matches uploaded to our Phoenix MMA YouTube channel. It's under the Phoenix MMA podcast, so I'll get those uploaded to our YouTube channel so you can watch them and study your matches, show family, friends, all that good stuff. So this one's just a quick recap, and congratulations to everybody that competed. Thanks for going out, and more to come. See you. I hope you have a good Sunday, and hope the sun treated, not the sun, but the snow wasn't too bad for anybody. I hope nobody from the gym got in a wreck or anything like that. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday. See everybody in class tomorrow. See you.